Simon & Schuster Audio presents 100 Small Lessons, a novel by Ashley Hay, read by Fiona Hardingham. The people we were, who said, or admitted to say, the appropriate words. The shapes we mistake for love. The shapes we mistake for ourselves at the edge of the water. John Burnside. 3. The Libero Arbitrio. 1. Elsie's House. It was early on a winter's morning when she fell. The shortest day of 2010, the woman on the radio said. From where Elsie lay, quite still and curled comfortably on the thick green carpet between the sofa and the sideboard, she could see how the sun coming in through the back door made a triangle on the kitchen floor. The light caught the pattern on the linoleum and touched the little nests of dust that her broom had missed under the lip of the kitchen cupboards. The bright triangle changed as the minutes passed, disappearing from the kitchen to pop up first in the back bedroom, then across the busy pattern of Nile green and white tiles in the bathroom. Later, in her own bedroom, it reached almost all the way across the floor to the thick rose-coloured chenille of her bedspread, before it swung around further towards the west in search of the sunroom. The pile of the carpet, from where she lay, looked like neatly sheared blades of grass, the tidy job of mowing that Clem would have done. There was something comforting about being this close to the topography of the house. She knew this place so well. She wasn't sure if it was an extension of her.